Oh, my God. About the first love, that Jesus is our first love, and he always asks, have you lost your first love? And that we should regain that spark and that beginning when we first fall in love. I think most of us understands what it's like to fall in love, excitement and newness to our emotions and our hearts. But Jesus should be our first love. And he should always be our first love, and that we shouldn't lose it. Or also to remind us of that, he should be our first love. So we're thankful for this song that reminds us, do you love him? Is he our first love? We love him with all of our hearts. Do we love him with all of our hearts? Are we seeking him with all of our might? Hallelujah. Let's spend time just thinking about this, praying about this. Oh, I love him.
Oh, I love him. Sins for me. Oh,
第三节，他们时候很有感触，所以我就说我们要再唱一遍第三节。The third verse is just so touching. The third verse.In the English version, the third verse is missing. I don't know what happened to it when they translated, but they left out what I think is the most precious, most touching verse. The third verse, if I give you the translation from the Chinese now, roughly, he says, what a sweet union with our dear Jesus. Such a surpassing blessing or fortune or bliss for me. And all the glory in the world, such as wealth, as fame, they're all seem empty in my sight. It is so true that when you have really gained Jesus Christ, like the Apostle Paul says, he says, I count all things but done so that I may gain Christ. We don't just believe in Christ. We need to gain Christ. We need to have Christ. We need to possess Christ. That means we would be living in a different world. In the heavenly world, if you will. And then he goes on to say that today, in this world, I have only one desire, that is to be completely consecrated to him. That is the third verse in Chinese. I'm giving you the rough English translation. That's why I said, oh, this scene again, so that our vision might be filled with Christ. And to know Christ, to gain Christ, it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal him to us. And that is why the Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Ephesus, was praying for them. That I pray to my God the Father that according to his glory in his riches, that he might grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that your eyes might be enlightened so that you may truly know him. Truly know him means to know him spiritually, consciously, not just rationally or physically, that we believe, oh, truly, that means to have him, to really know him. That means that to have a personal relationship with him. After all, Christ is living today. He died for us. But on the third day, he was raised from the dead. He says to John on that island of Patmos that, yes, I died, but I'm alive again. And I will live forever. And not only that, but he lives in each one of us who believes in him, who have the spirit of the living God. Such touching, so precious, the third verse. I wish it were here in the song book. Maybe someday we need to find. You probably have an English version. If you have the English version, the song in the version, you should have it. This ends here. 非常的宝贵，可是英文里面没有。刚才他们唱这个英文第三节，他那个意思完全不是这个意思。感谢主，哦，他在我们中间，他在我们中间。还有，我们一直是学习让圣灵来带领。 我们相信所有的聚会，都应该是圣灵带领的聚会。虽然有一个人在那里主持，可是要记得带领的人呢是圣灵，是圣灵。那个有一天我们从公文谈到，就是说。 我们要搬到America去以后啊，那这里啊的聚会谁来带领呢？然后我就再一次的提醒大家，不需要指望什么人来带领，每一个人都要学习来跟随圣灵的带领。所谓跟随圣灵的带领，就是你有一点感动，你就说话或者是歌唱。 或者是祷告，圣灵给你有一点感动，你都要顺服。这就是圣经所教导的，不要消灭圣灵的感动。可是不容易，因为我们太习惯在传统里面聚会。 好像每一个教会，每一个聚会，总是有一个人来讲道，总是有一个牧师来讲道。那很多去聚会的人就是去聚会，就是去听到，好像圣灵没有办法感动他们，这是一个不正常的情况。这不是圣经里面所有的教会。所以呢，我鼓励 你们有一点的感动啊，就应该要顺服。不一定是讲道，顺服圣灵，你要祷告就好。有时候祷告也不需要很长，起来讲话也不需要很长，就是跟随圣灵，让圣灵来带领，哦，这个是最重要的，这样。不然的话，这个聚会如果牧师不在的话，那这个聚会就散了。就好像有的教会有的聚会啊，如果牧师没有牧师，就不称为聚会，不称为教会，这个是不正常的光景。哦，因为主耶稣说得很清楚嘛，无论在哪里有两三个人聚会，奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。这是什么意思呢？我就在你们中间，我会带领你们，我会感动你们，我会祝福你们。我们对于这个耶稣所讲的话，哦，那个领会啊，还需要啊，我们还不够这样子。So I encourage you know, every one of you and to obey the Holy Spirit as the Spirit you know, moves you and prompts you or gives you, whether it's a word of prayer or a text from the Bible, or a testimony, or this is exactly what the Bible teaches. If you find it, it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. It says, you know, everyone may have a psalm, may have a revelation, may have a, it just, that's the way, you know, the meetings are supposed to be held or take place as the Bible teaches. So let's follow the Bible teachings about, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then every meeting will become lively. You will find Jesus there. How true that he says, wherever the two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And you will find truly Jesus is in the midst. Two or three, or 10 or 20 or 200 or 300, the Lord God is always, he loved to be with his people. Because he dwells in his people. He loves to be with his people when we're gathered together. But, it takes time to break our mindset, you know, that coming to church just to listen to somebody preach. That mindset needs to be broken. We need a breakthrough before the Holy Spirit can move through us, you know, before he can use us. And we are all but channels of blessings, you know, if we allow the Holy Spirit to move through us. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just, you know, leave this word because we are going to be moving to Maryland. But the Lord is here and you are here. Thank God that every one of you is here. Every one of you is a channel, can be a channel of blessing. Only if you get rid of this mindset. No. I am here. The Lord will. Whatever the Lord moves and tells me to do, I will do it. Unless you don't believe the Holy Spirit is in you, then of course we can't help it. I'm sure that you do. Sorry, me too. 我们如果这个观念不被 破除的话, 我们永远不会, 脱离这个传统教会的传统聚会的那个方式, 那就是, 失去了主的同在, 主的祝福, 圣灵的充满, 圣灵的浇灌, 教会的被建造, 灵命的被建造, 这些, 好像圣灵都没有机会来做了，赞美主，哈利路亚。所以我鼓励大家，让我们要来纪念主，薄饼纪念主的时候，如果你们还有别的诗歌，有的时候也可以提出来。但是呢，我必须要加上一点，就是圣经啊，教导圣灵带领的聚会呢，不是混乱的神，不是叫人混乱的，乃是叫人安静而有次序的，要规规矩矩的，不是乱来的。这一点也是要学习的，因为哥林多的教会就是一个很好的例子，他们是在跟随圣灵，他们是都被圣灵充满。 有的人喜欢讲方言，喜欢说语言，所以在聚会里头也许太多了，所以保罗就说只可以有两三个人，他们都是被圣灵感动的，但是是有次序的，是有次序的。这是他们所以这样的乱呢，就是因为灵命的幼稚。 不是他们没有跟随圣灵，而是他们还没有学会跟随圣灵。这个跟随圣灵是需要学习的。感谢主，在这里呢，我们有一班弟兄姐妹呢，已经学习了很多年了，十几年了，他们都知道了，但是呢，还不够，还要更多的在圣灵里面的来自由。感谢主。
Hallelujah.
Well,
you
have a next song? No. 171.
Oh, Lord,
怎么来爱我们，怎么样听我们的祷告，就是这是一个这个佛性智慧，这个圣经里面有一个地方就是我们哈一同领受一个饼和杯，这个一同领受啊这个 圣经里用的这个英文是communion, communion 是大家的联合，都是联合在一起，不仅是我们与主有 fellowship, 我们也是我们的fellowship, 就知道吗？所以不要失去这一个波比聚会的意义。 他们初期的教会哈，每天都包饼，他们不是坐在那儿听一个人讲道，他们有很多的交通，很多的交流。我们也应该是这样，要把握这个时间，宝贵这个时间。我们已经有一段时间了没有在这个聚会啊领圣餐，所以。 每一个人都可以自由，这样我们才是 fellowship. Okay, I encourage again everyone to do as the early church did. They had communion service every day in the homes, in the temple. And so that they could have fellowship together. Communion means all of us are in union with God. And God is in all of us. So feel free.
So, 谢谢你与我们同在，是永远不变的。 我们向你献上我们的感谢赞美。愿荣耀真实完全归给主，祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
阿门。哦，主啊，我要赞美你，主啊，你是宝贵的救主，主啊，你用你的爱紧握住我们，主啊，你已经拯救了我们，你已经洁净了我们，而且你用圣灵充满了我们。哦，主啊，谢谢你，主啊，你要我成为你的管道，主啊，主，谢谢你让你的爱，主啊，你的十字架的大能能够让更多的人知道，主啊，我感谢你，我赞美你。
阿门，阿门。
哦，主啊，让我们在这里更多的爱你，因为你真是先爱了我们。我们不知道该如何表达，但是我们愿意把我们自己就是完全的摆上。哦，主啊，在这个时刻，主啊，求你来把你的灵充满我们，让我们用心来称颂你，来赞美你，这是唯一能够我们所对你的表达，也是你所喜悦的。主啊，让我们爱你的心能够被你悦纳。主啊，谢谢你，我们说我们真是从我们的心里来爱你，也是感谢你。
阿门。
主，我们感谢你，谢谢你顾念我们，谢谢你与我们同在。主啊，在今早，主啊，你丰丰富富的来充满我们，让我们这个聚会充满了你的荣耀。愿你的引领在这个聚会当中，我们相信你，相信你会做。谢谢，
阿门。耶稣，我们要一直相信你，主要要一直信靠你。主耶稣啊，谢谢你的爱，谢谢你的带领。主耶稣啊，真的，我们说你哦，你的带领何等的奇妙。主啊，我的心要来赞美你，要来赞美你。哈利路亚，谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣，主啊，你一直都在带领我。
哈利路亚，
谢谢主，赞美。我想要为主耶稣做一个见证。
哈利路亚。
就我很感谢将这个24小时为美国的祷告。自从参加了以后，从3月份一直到现在，在跟我很比较熟的线上的姐妹们就看见主怎么一直在改变我，一直在改变。然后我们在，我想要说的是今天早上，因为我的祷告时间是。
Sister Mercy, she was very grateful that she joined this 24 hours prayer. A sister started a while back, so it's been 3 months. Okay, I'm sorry, since this March, and it has been started since March. So, through all these months, her prayer partner, they notice and they also witness how God, through this prayer time, changed Sister Mercy. And also, Sister Mercy witnessed the changes God is doing in her partners.
在一个月以前，我的代祷时段变成早上4:30到5:30。
So about a month ago, my schedule, my assignment was changed to every morning from 4:30 to 5:30.
然后我就跟几个国内的家人一起祷告。
And I pray with a few, brothers and sisters in mainland China.
那因为现在祷告比较深入了之后，我们祷告的内容很多都是就是关于别关于一些内心的问题，还有自己的背景。
As we go deeper in our prayer, we found that our prayers nowadays, covers a lot about our inner condition and also what has been shaping us before.
还有就是我们的背景，还有国家的那个意识形态。
And also our ideas about our nations and ideologies.
特别对国内的家人，这点是很困难的，因为他们从小生长在那个环境。
This is rather, difficult or challenging for those in mainland China because they grew up in a very closed environment.
就我很感谢神的是，跟我在一起祷告的那三个姐妹，她们已经上网校一阵子了，她们心非常的单纯。
But I'm thankful that the three, sisters who pray with me, they've been in our e-school for a while, and their heart are very simple.
然后当我们在一起祷告的时候，或者是我分享一些代祷事项，因为他们也会收到一些相关信息。
So when I share some prayer items, sometimes they get those information from some other source.
对，然后他们会觉得很震撼，因为这是他们没有想不曾想象到的。
Some of these items I share with them kind of shocked them because they did not expect these type of information or these things to be happening.
然后再加上他们在国内那个环境所接受的信息跟我们是相反的。
And, what's even worse, they are in China, so, they have very limited, source, getting the news or information outside.
但是他们知道神呼召他们来参加这个祷告。
But they knew that God is calling them to join this prayer time.
他就把这些代祷事项在等候神的时候就带到主面前。
So they just simply brought these prayer requests before God when we pray together.
然后他说很奇妙的圣灵就一直在光照他，一直在告诉他。
And some of them testify while they were doing that, the Spirit of God just gave light and enlightened them about many things.
后来慢慢的这姐妹们她们心里面就被说服了，是被圣灵自己说服了。
And to the point, they were persuaded by the Holy Spirit.
然后当我们在一起祷告的时候，就是很同心。
So, when we pray together, we can sense that unity.
他们说他们可就是他们要他们看见外面的情况就朦朦胧胧的，但心里面又觉得好像有一些事情。
So, they said that they see some vague pictures or visions, but inside they seem to understand a few things here and there.
然后当主告诉他的时候，他们就被说服了。
But when the Lord shined light on them, then they were sure and they were persuaded.
然后还有另外一个姐妹，不是我没有跟她祷告，但是她也在这个24小时里面。
And another sister who also participated this 24 hours prayer.
她在新疆。
And she lives in Xinjiang province in China.
他说他当初为什么会参加这个祷告，因为他只要一安静等候神，他说他就看到创的总统的脸。
And she told us why she joined this prayer time, because for a while, whenever she closed her eyes to pray, then she would see the picture of President Trump.
然后他连续一个礼拜每天都这样，就是惊讨。
And that lasted for about a week. Every day, she would see that vision or the picture of President Trump.
然后因为他所接受到的信息描述，把 Trump 描述是一个很糟糕的人。
But the news in China, they always portray Trump as a terrible person.
但是他就问主说，为什么他一等候神就看到他的脸， 然后她一看到她的脸，她就在哭，就是这个姐妹就在流泪。
So this sister asked the Lord, why every time I close my eyes, I saw Trump, and why I just couldn't help but crying when that happened.
后来刚好我们刚好有这个代祷，刚好就是在周六交流会有宣布这个 24/7, 她就加入了。
So once she heard there is this 24 hours prayer, and she signed up.
然后她进来了以后，她才知道原来就是主要她跟她的那个另外一个跟她在一起的小组的姐妹一起为创的祷告。
Then after she joined, she realized it's the Lord's will for her.To pray together with another sister of her group for America.
然后当就是慢慢的，就像我们礼拜六上午6:00 to 8:30，就是大家会集体祷告。
And then Saturday morning from 6 to 8:30, it's a bigger group. We pray together.
今天早上神就做了一个非常美的事情。
And this morning, God did something wonderful.
然后有一个姐妹也是这我现在讲的这几位祷告的哈，就都是在中国国内的家人。
And one sister also from China.
就是说，当这些姐妹今天很奇妙的，她们就开始为创会祷告之后，就开始为中国悔改。
And today, after they pray for President Trump, they began to repent for China.
然后特别为，就是自己以前接受过那个马克思主义啊，那些社会主义，就那些共产主义那些思想，还有拜偶像、拜毛泽东这些，他们就很多的悔改。
And they spent a great deal repenting.Of their ideology before they were indoctrinated about Marxism, socialism, and they worship, Chairman Mao and so forth as if he was a god.
对，因为这个 issue 在我们这个 24 hour, 大家不是，特别是国内的家人，他们不是很同心，不，很同意说这个是有。这个后面是一个黑暗权势。
In the past, many who participate in this 24 hours prayer, they weren't quite in agreement that this is a big issue.
但今天早上，因为我也在线上，我就听这些国内家人，他们就一个一个的在那边哭泣、祷告、在悔改。
But this morning, as I joining the prayer, I heard them one after another weeping, repenting.For these sins.
我知道是圣灵在他们里面做了一个很大的事的突破。
And I'm aware the Holy Spirit has a breakthrough in these lives.
因为这对他们来讲是很难的，因为他们从小就在这个环境里面。
Because that's a very unusual and difficult thing, because they grew up in that kind of system in China.
然后我就想到对我们这个月的课程又是圣灵与十字架。
Then I was thinking that this month our internet school, our topic is about the Holy Spirit and the cross.
我就把这两好像就是这两个，所以就让我至少我心里觉得这个就是一个圣灵跟十字架很强烈的工作。
And to me, I found.These movements are the strong evidence of the moving of God, moving of the Holy Spirit in our midst.
因为这是他们心里面的那个心里面很深根蒂固，然后还有接受这些思想，那个心里面有很多的像增进，还有苦读，就是那种负面的情绪很强。
Because these things in these, from China are the stronghold. They have a lot of disagreement, dissension, and different opinions about these topics.
就是肉体。我觉得圣灵就是借着这样的课程，那样的恩膏，把这些代祷者带入这个很实际的 那个对付的工作。
So I see how the Holy Spirit is doing a deep work of cleansing among these intercessors.
所以我今天看到他们祷告，他们这样子祷告，就是那我看大概有五六个人，五六个人，他们就我们二十几个人在线上，就是这五六个人一直在祷告，大概两个小时。
So this morning, we have about 20 in our online, Zoom prayer, but, specifically about 5 or 6 of them just continue one after another repenting of their sins.
我心里面就觉得这真的是主的工作，只有主可以来 convince 我们为罪、为义、为审判，能够自己责备自己。
So I sense this is the work of God, because only the Spirit can convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
Amen. Thank you. Heaven
overflows, heaven always. Thou art the Father, I am the plane. Holy and mighty, heaven and world, heaven and way.
感谢主，我刚才听子祥分享，我就想要再分享另外一件事，我觉得也是很重要的代祷。
So as I was listening to Sister Mercy sharing, I was reminded about another important issue which demands our prayers.
我简短的讲一下，就是昨天发生在我们家 Charity 身上的事。
First, I want to briefly mention what happened in our home about my daughter Charity.
Charity, 她把一张，她把一个 saying, 一句话 post 在 Instagram, 引起她的朋友很大的反感。
So she posted a picture or some saying, a sentence in the Instagram, which agitated a lot of her friends, and, they went against her.
这个 saying 就是他就是说，如果你支持川普，你是我的朋友；如果你支持拜登，你是我的朋友；如果你怎样是怎样，意思就是说Charity 他想要表达是说，我们可以支持不同的人，但是我们还是朋友。
So that statement actually is, if you support Trump, I am your friend. If you support Biden, I am still your friend. So the meaning is, regardless of whom we vote for, we can still be friends.With one another.
但是他有一个朋友，这个朋友有很多 follower, 有很多 follower, 也有蛮大的影响力，就跟他说，如果你支持川普，你就不是我的朋友。
One of her friends who has a lot of followers, and just reply her, if you support Trump, you are not my friend.
所以Charity 很难过。
So Charity was quite sad.
然后我是昨天早上发现他没有去跳舞，后来我就跟他大概谈了一两个小时。
And so that happened yesterday. She skipped her dance lesson. So we spent about an hour or two just talking about this.
我看了他们的对话，然后我跟他一起祷告，带他一起安静，然后读圣经。
So I read through, those posts, and then, we spend time praying together, and also read scriptures together.
我想要说的就是说，现在的年轻人，他们所面临的，真的很需要我们为他们祷告。
What I want to express is that what the young people face today, it really need, it needs a lot of our prayer to support.
像 Charity 这样的，因为他是在基督教的家庭长大，那父母什么，我们有家庭礼拜，所以他很清楚他要投谁。
And Charity growing up in a Christian home, and also we have our family fellowship and worship together. So she knew clearly whom she would vote for.
但是他面对同侪的压力，他需要学习，在这当中他需要学习，他需要 be strong in spirit. 我是这样跟 Charity 讲。然后他需要真的很清楚他信的是什么，所以他可以站得很坚定。因为另外的一群孩子，他们是比他更强的。我看他的对话呢，他是非常我可以说他是非这个孩子是非常激进的左派。他认为川普是一个非常非常不好的人。他说 terrible person, do nothing for USA.一个很强很强，也就是说这十几年来的教育 Charity 17岁嘛，这个孩子17岁，他们在学校所接受教育跟我们想的是完全不一样。
And so one of her quote unquote friend, the way she posted the 17-year-old girl and the language she used, how she opposed Trump and criticized him, and you can see that today's education, the public school system, have really done a great deal of damage to these young hearts. And so Charity and many of our next generation, the pressure, the peer pressure they are facingis beyond what we can imagine, and we do need to pray for them earnestly.
哦，我就是就透过昨天这样的事情，我因为这个24小时这个线有一个部祷告，就也有一部分是为专门为 teenager 这个 topic 祷告。但是昨天因为亲身经历到女儿所遭遇的，所以我又更觉得这个问题真的比我想象的还要大，还需要祷告。
So in our 24-hour prayer, we have a few slots. We focus on the next generation. But because of the incident yesterday, it really drives me to understand better, what these teenagers are going through and how urgent we need to, pray for them.
后来我跟 Charity 一起祷告之后，我就跟他说，那我们要为你这些朋友祷告。
So after, we pray together, and I told Charity that we also need to pray for your friends.
Amen. 对，我就是听完子祥的分享，有这样的感触。另外，今天早上这两首歌很摸到我的心。
So that was what I want to share after hearing Sister Mercy's testimony. But I want to say also, this morning, the two songs we sang really touched me.
就这两个部分就是刚刚钟牧师提的这个 Chess Only 的 verse 1, 他说赞美，他的英文就是英文的部分，赞美主，宝贵的救主，你的爱握住我，你已经拯救了我，你洁净了我，充满我，好使我成为你的管道。
嗯、So, stanza one, it says, How I praise thee, precious Savior, that thy love laid hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that I might thy channel be.
另外那个哦，我爱他这首歌也是第三节的英文，他说我常常是这么的不配。
And the first hymn we sang, Oh I love him, the stanza 3 says, Though I've often been unworthy.
但是神他总是他总是他永远 但是神永远不变，他永远那么真诚，那么信实。对我来讲，我不配，可是他永远在那儿。
But our God, He has constant been and true. He is forever faithful.
这两段很摸到我的心。
And these two phrases just touch me greatly.
特别我想到昨天晚上我们在小组的时候，让我想起我还没有信主，我还没有认识耶稣之前，我所做的一些事情。
Especially we have our small group last night, and I was reminded of quite a few things I did before I came to know the Lord.
我可以简单的说一下，我是去做过催眠，我去学过气功，我去算过命，还有因为家庭背景的关系，就是行过巫术，教过鬼。
I've been through quite a few things, practices before, of fortune telling, practice qi gong, hypnotizing, and then some kind of, witchcraft kind of, just have the connection with demons, things like that. In my past.
而且我花了很多钱。
These things actually cost me a lot.
我那时候是一个学生，我家教7000块，我花4000块去催眠。
And, so I was still a student. Being a tutor, I earned 7,000, this is Taiwan dollar, not US dollar, a month. And then I spent 4,000 of them into these practices.
我觉得不值得，是很笨。
And not only I was foolish, I mean, not only they were not worth it, but also foolish.
可是主耶稣都没有放弃我。
Yet, the Lord did not give me up.
他拯救了我，他是我的救主，他用爱来吸引我，他洁净了我，而且他用圣灵充满了我。
But the Lord, He cleansed me, He loved me, He laid hold of me, He saved me.
而且他要让我成为一个传达他爱的管道。
And He is making me a channel for His love.
但是我现在我已经信主很久了，1993年受洗到现在，我现在面对的就是主一直还在洁净我。
And so I was saved in 93. So it's been a long time, but I know God is still doing the cleansing work in me.
我继续在得耶稣的生命。
And I continually to grow in the life of Christ.
昨天我跟 Charity 祷告呢， Charity 说他昨天也就是前天星期五的晚上，因为他很难过，所以他就打开圣经读圣经，他就读到一句话说，丧失生命的要得着生命，得着生命的要丧失生命。
And so, Charity, that incident happened actually Friday, so she was very sad, and she opened the Bible that evening, and she read about the word of Jesus, he who gains life will lose it.Or he, for my sake, loses his life, will find it.
我说妈妈跟你一样，我现在在学习要丧失自己的生命，得着耶稣的生命。
And I said to her, Mom is in the same boat. I'm learning how to lose myself life and to gain more of the life of Christ.
因为 Charity 她想要 please everyone, 她想要取悦每个人。他想要每个人都成为他的好朋友。
Because, young people, especially Charity, she likes to please everyone. She likes to have a lot of friends.
但是我跟他说，我们只要做一件事，就是我们先取悦神。
And I told her, but one thing is needful. We need to first please God.
我就神怎么鼓励我就怎么鼓励 Charity. 我跟他说，你做得很好，你很坚持，你没有因为你朋友的关系，你最后跟他说，好好好，我不 support Trump。
So I encouraged her. I said, you did the right thing. You did not, under this suppression or criticism, change your mind. Say, okay, fine. I don't support Trump then. So you take your stand. That's very good.
我说你会有越来越多耶稣的生命。
And I said, you will for sure gain more Christ life.
Amen.
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 Yeah, we should just take a moment and just pray for the young people.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Lord, we just thank you for what we have heard so far.
Yes.
Father, in these prayer meetings, Father, Lord, as we bring the things before you.
Yes.
And you do it all, Jesus, through Amen. Your name and your power, and your power only. Lord, that these things can be done. We pray for the young people, Father, and our families and our fellowship. And you cover them with your blood, Lord Jesus. Give them a heart that is after you, Father, to continue on and to be steadfast, Lord Jesus. We pray for them to be a light, to reach out to those around them. Oh, Lord Jesus, as we walk with you, as they learn to walk with you, Father, that you become their strength and their guide and their light. Oh, it's the only way, Father, and you are the only way.
Amen.
You are the way. And we thank
yes.
you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I share a heart for the young people as well. As Mola and I have served many years with the young people and children and at camp. I was a counselor there for, I don't know, for 10 years, I think. And, so I encourage the men here can be also be a counselor. Mm-hmm. There are many blessings to have when we do that. I mean, when my father mentioned earlier about the order of the meetings led by the Holy Spirit, yesterday I was preparing, and then for some reason I was really led to this pamphlet that my father gave me the other day by Edith Blumhofer, who is Brother Edwin's daughter. She went to Harvard to study theology, but she taught at Wheaton and was kind of the historical guide to the fellowship of Ridgewood. And well, you know, we know that she passed away last year, but you know, I read this article and it was really, I was preparing for something else, but then I realized I really felt led to just talk about this a little bit. more about the kind of the characteristics of the church in Ridgewood, the fellowships in Ridgewood. You know, everyone understands that the Ridgewood church is kind of the beginning of the relationship with Taiwan. We're all related, right? Going back to that heritage of Ridgewood and, in some sense, I was raised in that church after I was married and my family and my children, and then we were led to come to Dallas. And the article was basically about there are kind of three streams, the three influences that kind of merge into what Ridgewood Fellowship is today. And I felt that it was important. I remember when I first moved here, you know, I was so filled with my own thoughts. And I remember I mentioned to my father, I said, oh, I want to bring Ridgewood here to Dallas. But in reality, Ridgewood was already here in Dallas. And so I think I just wanted to touch on a few things I felt was important to convey to you as a, what the church was like at Ridgewood, as a how they function in the meetings. You know most of it already, but I thought it was important to kind of impress that on us a little bit, and was kind of going back and forth on how I just took two parts of the main, the conclusion of the article that Sister Edith talked about. And the first thing is very much about the Pentecostal, Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. The word, you know, Pentecost is in there. It's very consciously used. It was before a time where denominations were so separate, right? And now it's like this big thing. Everywhere is this, it's a non-denominational church, right? It's a popular term so that, you know, there's, in some sense, you actually can be open to more people coming to your church. It's not so specific. There are things that we think what Pentecostal churches are, that are, that we think that people or other people think Pentecostal churches are. And I think to make it clear, it's not so much about what people think the church is about or how Pentecost behave or act in churches, but it's more about the message that Ridgewood is talking about. And in Sister Edith's quote says, but the main message was that Pentecost movement was not primarily about signs and wonders, but rather about making Jesus king in the hearts of believers. Let me repeat that. The Pentecostal movement was not primarily about signs and wonders, but rather about making Jesus king in the heart of believers. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was a further manifestation of Christ. It doesn't mean that there's no signs and wonders, but we are Pentecostal as a church and as nature, as in our manifestation, our belief in the Holy Spirit, believing in the signs and miracles of Jesus. But most importantly, it's about Jesus and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that demonstrates Jesus Christ in our lives and in our church and our fellowship. That's the main message. And we should not be distracted by other things. I would even, this is my personal statement, I would even say that let's not be distracted by politics. That we remain true to Jesus. That Jesus is the core and center of our life, our fellowship, our church family, our fellowship family, and our children. And that is the main thing that we should leave. And I know that we're short on time, but I'd like to go through. I broke down, Sister Edith at the end lists a bunch of things that the church characteristics have. I added a couple, and I'm just going to go through these quickly. This is more, I think, just a sharing of my experience. But she talks about the church. And when I say Ridgewood, I mean all the fellowship churches that's tied to Ridgewood, that comes from Ridgewood, that's associated with Ridgewood, not just the church. First thing is that the church has a Christ-centered message. Jesus is all in all. Jesus is everything to us and in us and all around us. Christ living in you, you know, the hope of glory, all these messages that we hear all the time and that are in us. And that's why it's there. That's why we talk about it. And the second thing is the appreciation for traditional hymns. The songs that we sing is a way of expressing our worship and our testimony. The hymns, the traditional hymns, like Francis Havergal and these people, they write these hymns out of the experience of their walk with the Lord through trials, through tribulation, and that these songs are testimonies. And I know that when I sing these hymns, I've sung hymns in different places. I've sung hymns in, you know, other churches and other locations, but it's not the same when I sing these hymns at Ridgewood Fellowship where the Spirit is really manifested in the songs. We sing as a means of worship coming out of our heart. And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you sing these songs differently. And they mean something deeper to you. It's not just, you know, a hymn. Especially young people sometimes get bored or think that contemporary music is better. But These are really examples of how we express ourselves. So it's, you know, I encourage everyone to have these songs in your heart, to sing it to yourself when you're worshiping, when you're having your devotion, when we're together, of course, so that we can lead out in songs and to be, it unites us, right? It brings us together as one as we express in songs and praise and worship to the Lord. The third is the time that we have in silence as a church, as a fellowship. When there's just letting God do the work, right? There's always this, I hear this story all the time about Sister Pearl Young when she went to speak at a church or a conference. I don't know what event, but she said, she went up there by herself and she said, you know, let's open this meeting with a time of silence. So in the middle of a meeting, she led the people to just be quiet with nothing said. And my experience, Molan and I were going through a trial in Ridgewood one time many years ago. We took it to Brother Edwin and Brother Eddie. We went to visit them to tell them to pray for us. This was kind of a big deal. It was a real trial period for us individually. And then that Sunday, I remember almost for an entire hour, Brother Edwin took the Sunday morning meeting and just had everyone just wait on the Lord for about an hour or more, maybe. But the fact is that he just gave it up to the Lord. There was a need, and we just waited in silence and let God work. That's the purpose, right? Mm-hmm. To let God come into our hearts and prepare us. The fourth thing is this, you know, Sister Mercy and Sister Emma mentioned about prayer, the importance of prayer meeting. Sometimes I'm really surprised. I asked the one minister I met here in Dallas, do you have a prayer meeting? When is your prayer meeting? He says, we don't have prayer meetings. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really surprised. But prayer meeting is actually the most important part. In Ridgewood, there's a Monday night prayer meeting where we come together. You wait on the Lord for the first half hour or so and let the Spirit come to you and work in you, and then the Spirit lead you in prayer, whatever burden that you have. They also have, you know, participated in, during the anniversary, there's 2 weeks of prayer that the church is open and you come and you pray. And that happens twice a year during the anniversary, and I think in the beginning of New Year, first 2 weeks of January. So prayer meeting is the most important meeting in some sense. There's, you know, things that emphasize morning worship and Bible reading. That is a common thing that we all should have, our daily devotion. And we all have Bible reading. And in the calendar, you know, there's also the same reading. Everyone shares the same reading outside of your devotion so that we are reading the same passages when we come together. And those are passages that's related to Sunday school. And so that's one way, and I say this because of, you know, the emphasis about unity and what we do together as a fellowship. And of course, next is communion service. You know, a communion service, a meeting, when there's communion service, the entire meeting is based and built around the communion service. That we remember Jesus in this way that he's asked us for. I mean, Jesus doesn't ask us to remember him much in the Bible, except for this one thing, right? It's very, very important. It's a very important moment, a reverential moment. And that's why we do this once a month. We come together and we spend the meeting remembering him, calling out to him. We don't want to just, you know, do this quickly, and you know, you can have a communion service in 10 minutes if you want. But this is a moment where we really sit and reflect on our Lord. other things that are kind of more logistics, right? Very simple things. The workers are non-salary. The churches in Ridgewood, the ministers, except for a few, brother, I think Brother Eddie did not work. Sister Susan worked. He basically was living off of her salary and the offering. So all the ministers were not on salary. You know, the Maryland church ministers. There's no salary law. It's faith-based living. And there's many ministers in Ridgewood that has a full-time job as they serve and become a minister in church. So there's no conflict, right? And in Ridgewood, more than 75% of the offering are given to minister missionary. So that God's work can continue, expand, you know, and there's, you know, not, I, in 20 years in Ridgewood, I've never heard a message that talks about, giving in terms of giving to the church. There's no introduction about, oh, it's true. It's better to be, it's blessed to give than to receive. But I've never heard a message that talked about fundraising of any sort. It was handled in business meetings. It's very clear. And business meeting, Brother Edwin led one time. And, you know, Ridgewood doesn't have a big budget, I guarantee you, you know. But in a business meeting, one time, there was a need to fix the organ. And it's very expensive to fix the organ. The organ's been there for a very long time. It's very kind of, you know, very elaborate. And then there was a need for like $95,000 to fix the organ. And that's, when you first hear that, it's like, that's impossible, right? Where are we going to come up with $95,000? And then a few years later, you know, a woman left and willed that amount to the church to fix the organ. So it's totally based on faith and trusting in God providing all our needs in each and every one of the people in the fellowship. Also the church trustee and the board and the way they function. I was member of the trustee for Ridgewood as a volunteer for a couple of year rotation. And when I first started, I thought, oh, okay. So we're going to, you know, trustees like any other trustee. So there's like, you know, let's say 5 to 7 members. You get together, decide on business decisions or renovations or improvements and things like that. And what I was surprised that I found was that I thought, okay, we're going to vote, right? And the unanimous votes wins and makes that decision. And I found out that's not true. Because if only one person objected to that decision, it would not go forward. It had to be everyone on the board that agreed until it moved forward. So there's that sense of unity, a sense of the Lord speaking to everyone to one agreement, you know, even little things like making a driveway in a parking lot. You know, if one person spoke up and said, well, maybe we don't need to do that, and then the whole thing stops. And I learned something from that this is the type of integrity and unity that the church has. There's no formal membership. No one is required to fill out a card to become a member. No one needs to do anything special or go through a test or anything like that. You don't get phone calls and say, you know, would you like to become a member? And then I'm going through these really quick. One of the things that I should mention is that Sister Edith mentioned life is centered around the church and the activities. And I just want to speak to not just the adults, but the young people, the children, that they are all part of it and that they're all involved in the activities of church, whether it's going to camp, the young people make a point for them to volunteer and work at Pilgrim Camp is a tradition, is what helps them grow, right? And you know, some of you know that the camp, how the camp has helped your children to grow, to mature in the Lord. A camp can change you in a real, just a miraculous way. And I've seen that, I've witnessed that over and over again when I was counseling at the camp with the boys. So activities for young and old and everyone is important to participate, to be part of the service, to have the young people involved, not just to be, you know, that the adults' words fed and then kind of passed down to the young people. No, they are very much part of the family of God. And of course, Pilgrim Camp, you know, is a special place. And, you know, I encourage someday, I know we've been going to Pilgrim Camp for the last 9 years, right, for the Chinese conference, but we're all very busy. We're all working. You know, most of us can't participate in meetings and we're doing God's work. There's a lot of logistics, but you know, I'm praying one day, all of us can go there and just be guests and enjoy the meetings, enjoy the lake, be part of the fellowship, and just to really partake in that experience. The families included. And I am praying, that's my personal prayer, that one day we could do that. Maybe, you know, someday soon. Since my dad will be in the East Coast, it'll be easy for him to meet us. Have a little Dallas revival fellowship thing. Anyway, and lastly, I think I mentioned this before, is that Ridgewood always instilled a service in the people, and they work, their service to the Lord is very steadfast. It's a constant continual, and there's a faithfulness that is built upon that, and it's an example to me, because I witness these people that serve year after year, day after day, faithfully. From the smallest things to the biggest things, from cleaning the church to, you know, Brother John, who's the superintendent of the Bible study, that that we can build and instill in ourselves to serve faithfully, to make that commitment to the Lord, and not just to be involved, but to be committed in every way. And somehow these passages spoke to me, I felt that it was important that we pass this on as part of the heritage that we are part of. You know, I think of how these are going out as well. Think people I don't even know about, right, in China and through the e-school and the books that are written and being passed out. These are all coming from the same stream. And it's important that we just remember and lay hold of it and to acknowledge this heritage that we're involved in. To remember it. Sister Edith was and Brother Gordon Gardner are, you know, they're historians in some sense. And so remembering and keeping this heritage is important for us to know, to keep, to follow, to be faithful to the Lord, to look to Him in all that we do. And participating, I left out what my father said earlier, participating in meetings and services, not just by ministers, but by all. It says, by any and all, as the Spirit leads you, do not hold back. but to sing a song, say a testimony. You never know how the Lord is going to use you. So,
He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
I just wanted to add that everything that was done in Ridgewood, especially during the days of Hans Vogel, first of all, then Brother Edmund, Brother Gottman, okay? Everything that was done, everything that you just heard, was led by the Holy Spirit. Was done in the Holy Spirit. Because the ministry, basically, of Ridgewood has been a Holy Ghost ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you get that. So we'll start, you know, really from the basics, that is to be led by the Holy Spirit. Everything. To obey. They did all of these things because they obey the Lord. They obey the Word of God. That's the main point I want to do. Just add to it. And for the young people in the cultural that, in the changing culture that you are growing up, you face challenges every day, probably everywhere you go. Now, in schools, I call it, you know, devilish ideology. Whatever name you use it, Antifa or BLM, whatever you call it, you know, there is a spirit that it's an evil spirit behind this thing. It's the Antichrist, the spirit, very much at work. Okay. So, what can we do to always, to be right, to do the right thing, to make the right choice? And the only way, of course, is you don't. Because you always have the Bible with you. Because this is the standard. If you want to know what is right, this is the standard, the only standard. It's not, you know, what people say, what movement says, it doesn't matter. It's the Bible. So, when I was listening to Emma sharing, I'm reminded of that popular verse, you know, in Psalm 119, that is, God, your word is the light unto our feet, the lamp unto our feet, and the light unto our path. Mm-hmm. Without the word of God, we're in the dark. Mm-hmm. We don't know what is right. Okay, we never know. So this is the only standard you go by. You don't, you don't, if you don't know who to follow, you know, it's quite honestly. So that my advice is that stick to the word and read it and pray over it and by the Holy Spirit, depending on the Holy Spirit to live it by it. This is the most challenging times to, of course, to be a Christian. But God can help us. God can keep us. If you stay, you know, if you stay close to Him and if you just stick to the Word and then be filled with the Holy Spirit, walk with God. Stay close to Him, and you'll be safe, you'll be secure, and He will protect you, and He will watch over you. That's my advice to me too. Well, now, we are the Bobbing, because I was in Tibo, I was in the Jing when the heart of Kingdom,《哥林多前书》第十章哈第十二节和第十六节，《哥林多前书》第十章第十六节，我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个饼，一个身体，因为我们呢，都是分受这一个饼。意思说哈 ，we are all part of it. We are.We are all in union with Christ. We are in union with one another. 尤其这个薄饼的时候、我们要想到不仅是主的爱、就是要想到主的死、主的救恩呢，那是把这些罪人、你我这些罪人呢、都招来在一起、成为一体，成为一个 body， 成为一家人。这些圣经里面也都是说、我们呢不再是说局外人了，而是成为一家人。这个一家人呢，不管是犹太人，是希利尼人、是中国人、美国人，是这是神家里面的一家人。所以大陆的弟兄姐妹、他们就喜欢用这个家人，他们很少用弟兄姐妹，当然有时候也会用，多半是家人的，家人的就比较亲切一点，所以我们都是神家里面的人。尤其我们来参加这个薄饼的时候，一定要想到、这个同领同喝就是我们一起 communion， we have communion with God and with one another， 这是一个 fellowship 这样。所以来到这个薄饼聚会里头应该 大家都很自由，很感谢主，今天我们就是那样的自由。我希望别的弟兄姐妹，你们以后啊聚集在一起的时候啊，不要是只坐在那里啊，哦，不要做哑巴，因为你们不是哑巴，你们都是活石。圣经啊称我们那是活的石头啊，圣经啊，主耶稣不是这么说吗？他说，如果啊你们要不开口的话啊，连石头都要开口。意思说我们一定要开口，因为我们是活人啊，是活的石头。你们要一定要这样顺服圣灵，否则你的灵里没有长进，否则你啊没有办法成为啊圣灵的管道，圣灵的运河，就是是没有办法使你成为别人的祝福。如果你不让圣灵经过你，这样流露出来，如果这样的话，你聚会啊，我告诉你，十年二十年都没有用，你对别人呐、啊、一点帮助都没有，神也一点都不能够用你，你对神也没有用，你知道没有？好多基督徒啊都是这样做基督徒。啊，我们不要这样，我要提醒弟兄和姐妹，所以我们一起啊，这样来同命，一同来喝，我们都是有份于，我们都是在基督里面。哦，感谢主，现在我们就是来一同预备心啊，来领受这个病。刚才所有的分享，所有的诗歌啊，所有的祷告。都是这个 communion， 要记得，不是单单吃饼喝杯就是 communion， 整个聚会啊，在圣灵的里面呢、啊，一直这样相交啊，诉说着的恩典，口唱心和，把荣耀这样归给主、啊，这才是圣经里面所说的同饮同喝同吃那个意思。也就是主耶稣所说的哈，我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。当然主说这个话它有很深的意思在里面，意思当我们这样做的时候啊，我们呢就是在吃他的肉，领受他的话，喝他的血，享受他的救恩。刚才我们都已经在那里分享了啊、哦，我从前怎么样是个罪人，怎么样的无知啊，躲在黑暗里面啊、哦、有的时候啊，跟鬼交往，跟邪灵交往，我们都不知道，糊里糊涂。感谢主，感谢主，这耶稣来了，这个饼和杯，因着他的死，啊、哦，把我们呢、啊，啊、哦，从那个黑暗的权势底下拯救出来。使我们归向光明，而且呢进入到神爱子的国里面。我们今天是在另外一个世界，另外一个世界、哦、你说我们要不要快乐？
要，
我们要。这个星期四啊，我去看那个骨科，Emma 他开车带我去，我就坐在那里等医生的时候，我就想到，然后我就跟凯宝说，我说，要不然我说我们那里，我们有一天我们会去到一个城，这个城的名字啊叫做圣城，新耶路撒冷，不是 Dallas， 我们到那个城里面呢，我说啊。这些什么骨科啊、眼科啊、肺科啊、什么癌症科啊，都不要，都没有。那是我们的盼望，那你说是？没有病痛了，没有死亡了，没有路亚。100岁的老人就像小孩一样，那是我们的盼望。我们要相信， Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. So, 预备心, talk about 预备心.
谢你让我们能够有这样的福分在你面前来领受这饼和杯，纪念我们的主耶稣，你当年被我们所流的宝血所剥开舍掉的身体，主啊，完全是为了我们这些罪人，主啊，谢谢你这样的爱，主啊，让你的爱能够真的进到我们的心里，使我们能够来以感恩的心来说，耶稣，是的，我们爱你，我们愿意摆上自己，来用我们的力量，用我们的全部来爱你。谢谢你，主耶稣同在，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for this privilege, Lord, for this moment where we can remember you, Lord, in this way, Father, taking part in your blood and your body.Through your sacrifice that was broken for us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, give us that great filling of your spirit, Father, for all that we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们坐下来就领受这个饼和杯。好，我们再唱这个。Oh, 我爱他。Oh, 我爱他，我真爱他，他为我舍命献Thank you. 谢谢主把他的生命赐给我们。阿门。哈利路亚。那个学他说不仅是赦免我们的罪，这个学也是叫我们成圣的，使我们能够与神有连结。这个学也是胜过那恶者的。所以我们要多取用这个学，尤其是在这段日子，这个疫情还是这样的，在泛滥的时候，我们都是学跟需要主的学来遮盖。不仅是我们自己，我们的家，我们的孩子们，我们要来 claim 都取用主的宝血。We need to claim the blood of Jesus. That blood of power. There is wonder working power in the blood. 我们这样喝的时候，我们就要相信一下。一起来喝，赞美主。哈利路亚。There is power.情况不是不好，叫大家更关心。星期六昨天晚上就非常稳定了，就是他的医生就是说他的情况呢有很大的进步，就是他们用的这个字叫做 substantial progress、那他自己呢他们说他可以起来走路啊，已经24小时没有烧了，没有发烧了。也有不少的人呢在他们医院呢，在 DC 那个 Walter Reed Hospital 外面呢在为他祷告。我觉得我们在没有上去以前呢一起为他祷告。今天来的我们也要祷告，也要用宝血酱遮盖。遮盖我们每一位每一个家。我这一些日子这几个月虽然我出去戴口罩我还是说主啊，你的血遮盖我，你的血遮盖我。因为戴口罩并不是保险，你就不会感染。有的人呢戴了口罩的还是感染。戴口罩当然是一个预防，是我们人该做的。我觉得我们人该做的这一部分还是要做，神做的，我们做了这部分的神呢，他就会做他那一部分，他就会保守。好，感谢主。好，我们一起起立，请那个启正带领我们来为这些事祷告，然后结束。哈利路亚。
主啊，你用你全能的命令托住万有，主啊，我们这次把我们的总统交在你的手里面。主啊，你做他的生命，主啊，你做他里面的力量，主啊，你也用 你的能力，你的恩膏来接近他。主啊，从灵魂、身体都蒙主的洁净。哦，主啊，我们真是仰望你。主啊，我们要信靠你，你是有大能的主。耶稣基督昨日、今日、到永远都是一样的。主啊，他在你的手中。主啊，你自己来坚固他。主啊，你也保守他一直到选举。主啊，他靠着从上头来的能力，主啊，来好好的，主啊，来为主做见证，达成美好的仗。主啊，我们这是一起用宝，用我们的祷告来托住他。主啊，我们也感谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，你是我们的平安。主啊，你保守我们每一个家在你的面前。主啊，我们天天住在基督里。主啊，我们你就是我们所披戴的盾牌。主啊，让恶不能够临近我们，因为你圣洁的能力，主啊，应披我们。我们再次把感谢赞美都来归给你，奉救主耶稣的名祷告，阿们。